Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Can't do it alone, you know. Takes a mob of guys like you and enough money to make them look good.
I know plenty of guys.
It's not like playing winos in the street. You can't outrun
them. I never played for no winos.
You gotta keep his con even after you take his money. He can't know you took him.
You're scared of him.
Right down to my socks, Buster. You're talking about a guy who'd kill a grifter over a chunk of money, wouldn't support him for 2 days.
Right down to my socks, Buster.
Yeah,
what a
Buster.
Great line from one of the great movies that you can watch over and over and over again.
Mr. Shaw, we usually require a tie at this table. If you don't have one, we can get you one.
Hey, that'd be real nice of you, Mr. Lonergan.
Lonergan.
The guy in the black hat with a gimp.
He's not as tough as he thinks.
Neither are we.
Robert Shaw played a great bad guy in the movie that won so many awards. Paul Newman's birthday, he'd been 91 today had he lived. The Sting, he and Redford together were magic in that movie and in Butch Cassidy. What else did they do, Chuck?
Wanted to do a third one, but it never materialized.
Yeah,
they never
yeah.
came up with the right material.
No. Great
but
stuff.
But they don't make movies like that anymore,
nope,
right?
Nope, not at all. Marvin Hamlisch.
Died in 2008. Good Lord.
Yeah, been gone for a while. The Entertainer, Marvin Hamlisch, and movie music. As we get started with movie news, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with the number of things that need to be discussed. Yesterday, you weren't here, so I did my review of Robert De Niro's new movie. I'll do that again for your benefit, Chuck, because it sounded just like what you said about the movie on Friday. What a piece of garbage. We'll get to that in a moment right here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about a surefire trick guaranteed to lower your blood pressure, keep yourself out of trouble, and get along with everyone? Sounds too good to be true. Well, this is one trick that is absolutely easy to do. Here's the biological science of it. Just keep your mouth shut. It seems that both talking and signing, as in the use of sign language for the hearing impaired, well, they increase blood pressure. Granted, the increase varies given the emotional intensity of any discussion, but just the act of communicating appears to have an effect on the autonomic nervous system, and hey, it increases your blood pressure. What's the cheap psychological trick? As simple as it sounds, if you want to lower your blood pressure and get along with others, hey, keep your mouth shut. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie moment. So I'm happy to get this. I'm a big Robert De Niro fan. He's like Clint Eastwood, some of the people when there are certain stars whose movies I go to see no matter what the content of the movie. I just go see
them. They're iconic.
Yeah, right, exactly. So yeah. When I went to see this De Niro movie, Dirty Grandpa, the first scene will disgust you. The movie is pretty disgusting all across the
board. I like it already.
And one wonders how it is that De Niro, who has the chops to do just Academy Award-winning stuff, would do a piece of crap like that. All right, so there's my review.
Dirty can be fun.
Do I got time for one bit of news?
You got plenty of time. Help yourself, Charlie.
All right, here we go. Tell me what you think of this. 20th Century Fox and director Len Wiseman actively developing a sixth Die Hard film. It's going to be Die Hard Year One. I don't like this idea. A lot of people on the internet don't either. John McClane, character played by Bruce Willis, will be in the movie, but a young actor will play McClane in flashbacks. Basically, the movie will be a sequel and a prequel. The flashbacks will take place in the 1970s. Bruce Willis is John McClane. Movie fan of Die Hard wants to see any other actor
right.
play
I got
that
a headache
character.
Just thinking about the flashbacks and the flash forwards
right.
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I guess the bean counters over at the studio is setting up Die Hard for the future with a new actor, but this is not James Bond or Batman. There's only one John McClane, and his name is Bruce Willis.
Yep, I'm
there,
with
I had,
you.
I had my say.
No, you.
End scene.
And thank you very much. Take two on that. All right. So what do you make? The box office totals this weekend were nothing that was spectacular. Anyway, you know what's coming up? That movie 45, Charlotte Rampling has been very actively outspoken on the racial thing in the Oscars, not with everybody else. And that's brought attention. But I went into a mainstream theater to see the what do you call it? I wish I'd have seen 45. I didn't know it was there. What do you hear about that movie, Chuck?
I hear it's really good. I watched the trailer, and it looks really good.
Tom Courtney is in it. Yeah, it looks like it would be a good flick to see.
He's a good actor.
Coming around to the mainstream. Be interesting to see where it goes this weekend. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and it is 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Steffen Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.